Hi everyone, our verse for today is Acts 20:24. Again, Acts 20:24. I'll read that for us. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So this verse here, this is Paul speaking in the book of Acts. And what's happening here in Acts 20 is Paul is saying goodbye. He is saying goodbye to the church at Ephesus. And this is a church that's really precious to him. He helped start this church. And he's saying goodbye because he's about to head to Jerusalem. And in him going to Jerusalem, he knows that he is likely going to a place where he will be persecuted, arrested, possibly, you know, executed for all that he had been doing for the kingdom of God. And here, then, it's the middle of a goodbye. He's saying goodbye to these friends of his at this church that he helped start. And this goodbye, it's probably a goodbye for forever. And Paul thinks of it here as unlikely that he would ever see them again. And so in this goodbye, he makes it clear that, like, yeah, I'm going to go, and I might be going to my death. I don't know. Like, it could be really tough, but let me tell you guys. And what he says is he's telling him what's in this verse, right? He gives other exhortations as well, but he's telling them, like, I don't count my life to be worth anything if only I can live for Jesus, basically. Live for Jesus, do the ministry that he has called me to do. And I think the key word here is that he doesn't consider his life to have any value if only, right, the only thing that brings his life value is living for Jesus. Everything else is chaff. Everything else doesn't matter in comparison. Now, these words from Paul, they're inspiring, right? When you read this, it's like, wow, that single-mindedness that Paul had. It's inspiring, yet it's also really difficult as well. And the reason it's difficult is that Paul is single-minded, right? He's saying the only thing that gives his life value or that makes his life precious is following Jesus. Now, if we think about this, right, if we think about this verse and we bring it into our own context now or into our own lives, maybe as we follow Jesus, it might sound a little different if we were to tell the truth. If we had to rephrase it in our own lives, we would say, I don't account my life to have value. If only I can do really well in my career and have a family and have a comfortable life. And of course, following Jesus, ministering as he's called me to. We are pretty prone to adding a few other things to the list, even though there's only one thing on Paul's list here. And that's a challenge for a lot of us. This is a challenge for me too. I value my life in a much different way than Paul does probably, because I want the other things too. And so I think for us, we need to strive to let go of those other things, in a sense, to be like Paul, to say the most important thing in my life, the only thing that brings my life value, is following Jesus, is ministering as Jesus has called me to. Is testifying to the gospel of the grace of God, testifying that my life, that our lives can be a testament to how great God is. Now, this doesn't mean we can't enjoy life. It doesn't mean that our lives can't be full of other things. It's but the purpose is different, right? The career, the family, all those things, the purpose of all those things is Jesus. It's to proclaim the goodness of Jesus. This is really hard to live out. And I struggle with this. This was probably easier. This verse was easier for me to read and be inspired by when I was younger. But as I get older and my life has so much more stuff, this gets harder and harder. But this is a reminder for me, and maybe it's a reminder for all of us here. Let's put Jesus at the center of everything. Let's make our lives, our ministry, our purpose about testifying to the good news of Jesus. Let's pray that everything we do, every aspect of our life points to how great Jesus is. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you have saved us, that you have come into our lives, and that because of you, we have purpose and value and worth. And I pray that as we understand that we will let go. We'll let go of all the other things that get in the way, and that we will put you at the center. I pray that we can still be faithful in all these other places and areas, but I pray that it's not just like doing well, but it's doing well for the sake of Jesus, that we don't consider that the things of this world to give us value and purpose or worth, but that we only find those things with you, God. Help us, Lord. We're far from that, but we know that your Spirit works in us. So Holy Spirit, work in our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.